As we're reading through the Bible in a year as a church, today we're reading Psalm 52. And the first part of that psalm, if any of you've read it already this morning, is not too encouraging, right? Anybody read it? You know I'm not sharing from the first part. No way. But when we get to verse 8, it says, "But I am like a flourishing olive tree, anointed in the house of God." And we have, because of the praise reports, we know we have some of those flourishing olive trees right here in this house, because they were able to flourish as olive trees as God blessed them this week. Amen. I cannot believe. What if Judy hadn't had Jerry and Penny praying for her and her house down in Vero Beach, huh? Right. God knows and he answers. Goes on to say, "I trust in the unending love of God." Hey, it's not just for a season. It's unending. People's love, the love that we receive from people, sometimes is only for a period of life, time in our life, right? We have their love and then they don't like us anymore. Amen. Or we like somebody and then we don't like them anymore. Not if we got Jesus in us. Amen. "I trust in the unending love of God. His passion toward me is forever and forever." He really cares. He's passionate about you. And why? Because it is finished. Jesus died on the cross. And that work is finished. Right. Guess what? I'm forgiven. How about you?
Yes.
Mark, are you forgiven?
Amen.
Amen. Margie, are you forgiven? Amen. I love it. We are a group of people who are forgiven. Amen. Every day. It goes on to say, "I will be praising you forever and giving you thanks." Oh, yes, Jesus, because you were so good to me. "Before all your godly lovers." How many in here are lovers of God? How many in here are godly? Get them up. Both hands. Every person in this room who's received Jesus Christ is godly. Because it's not in my righteousness, it's not in your righteousness that we trust. We trust in the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ in us. Amen. "Therefore, I am a godly lover." You are a godly lover. "And I will proclaim your beautiful name." Amen. Why not? Let's stand and let's say this together. And let's say it like we believe it. "I am like a flourishing olive tree, anointed in the house of God. I trust in the love of God. His passion toward me is forever and ever. Because it is finished, I will be praising you forever and giving you thanks before all your godly lovers. I will proclaim your beautiful name." Is that a key to the kingdom?
It is.
Amen. That's a key to the kingdom. I'm going to embrace it. I'm going to take that key, and I'm going to unlock that lock as I praise him this morning with all of you godly lovers. Amen.